Hey guys, what's up? So I can't wait for you to hear this conversation with Larry Davis. You know what? I love speaking with people that are really trying to change the world because their lives have been changed. We talk about so many great topics: personal development, faith, how to move forward, life coaching, like the whole thing. I think you're gonna love Larry and all of the wisdom that he's gonna give you from somebody who's been through some stuff and is going somewhere, right? So freaking awesome. I cannot wait for you to hear it. Also, I need you to check out the sponsor, which is Magic Mind, and this stuff is amazing. So make sure you check this out. I'm going to link everything below. Let me tell you, this has been such a game changer for me, especially with my being able to focus and stuff because I'm always doing so many different projects. This has been a game changer, and I hope you give it a shot. Magic Mind. And if you straight talk 20 and go to magicmind.com, straight talk with one T, you're gonna get 50% off your first purchase and then 20% off of that. You can thank me later. All right, let's get to it.
To let people know your mindset matters. Like that's one of the most important things that you need to develop in order to grow. Even do you think about if what separates the good from the great, if I can use a sports analogy, those athletes, they all have talent. They all have talent, especially if you make it to the pros. You can't make it to the pros if you don't have talent, right? But what separates the good from the great is their mindset.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited you're here, and I'll tell you why. You guys have been showing up and showing out, okay? All of my straight talkers, we are like at 99,890 something downloads. I cannot freaking believe it. We're almost hitting 100,000. You guys are amazing, okay? Thank you guys so much for always sharing, liking, subscribing, all that great stuff, and following and really being a part of the guest that I bring on here, right? So, because you know, I always say this, but I mean it. I go around this amazing planet finding all of these amazing humans to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today I am so thrilled because we have Larry Davis with us. And Larry is not just a life coach, he's a speaker, a podcaster, he's a catalyst for change. So he specializes in personal growth and mindset development. And Larry empowers individuals through workshops and keynote speeches and coaching. And his practical approach is to for personal and professional growth. And it's all about moving people towards their goals. Y'all better move, y'all, because Larry's here. Y'all better move. So get ready to be inspired and motivated as we dive into this conversation. Larry, thank you so much for joining my community here at Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me. And man, that was I like that intro. And
Thank you.
hey, let's get to 100K.
Let's do it, right? Let's freaking do it. Come on now. All right, Larry. So I'm really glad you're here. I love talking about like mindset and personal development and, you know, shifting our lives, right? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And I think, you know, I'm 51, right? So I feel like this time in the world, as I see it, there's way more pressures. We used to have pressure back in the day too, but I feel like now with all the social media and all the stuff coming at you like 100 times a minute can be overwhelming. So we have to learn how to shift that mindset, how to, you know, start creating the life that we want to create. So the first question, Larry, because we're going to get into your expertise and we're going to do this. I want to know, who are you? So let me know a little bit more about you. Who are you, Larry?
I would say the first thing I would say is I'm growing. That's who I am. I'm a man that's growing, and the reason why I say that is because the reason why I do the work that I do is that I've realized that we never get to a point where we have arrived,
That's right.
right? And so we are constantly growing. We are constantly evolving, or at least we should be. Who I am, I'm first of all, I'm a man of God. I love Jesus. Me too. So I just wanted to say that. But I also, so you read all the things in the bio, but more than that, I'm a person who wants to just continue to live out my life at the highest potential and reach my potential. I don't want to live a life untapped of all the things that God put inside of me, all the gifts and the abilities. Now, how I came to that is, so I was, I'm married now, but I was previously married before, and my first marriage, it failed, right? And so I went through this divorce, and it was really hard on me. It was so hard on me that I ended up having depression for like 2 years, right? And as I was climbing my way out of that depression, I was just trying to, I was on a mission and a journey to find myself and figure out what went wrong, how did I get here? And through that process, I started reading more. I started to try to find out, okay, how can I get better? What is it that I missed? Right. Mm-hmm. And, I knew that, you know, my background and my childhood, my upbringing and all that, I didn't know that I was missing a lot of things. Right. And I had I had good parents that raised me, but they did the best that they could. However, I'd never really had certain models to look at to aspire to right? And so the thing about it was, I like to say this, I didn't know what I didn't know, right?
Right.
And I thought that the things that I was doing was the right things. And I didn't know how to seek out the wisdom and the knowledge. At that time, I didn't read anything. I didn't do anything to grow. For whatever reason, I guess I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of how to develop myself. I wasn't aware of how to seek out knowledge and wisdom in order to grow in certain areas of my life. So with that, obviously, I wasn't aware of how to grow as a man. I wasn't aware of how to grow as a husband. And so ever since that happened, I've just been on a mission to grow and to develop my skills, my abilities, all the things that God gave me,
right
there, but I had to learn how to develop them. So that's why I like to say I'm growing. And even though I'm where I am today and all the things that I've learned, I try to share those things with other people. And so that's why I like to do what I do today, is because I don't want other people to go years and years without knowing how to grow themselves, without knowing how to develop themselves, and without knowing how to seek the help that they need. That's who I am in a nutshell.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's very interesting, right? I mean, I was divorced too. I was depressed for a long time in that divorce as well. Divorce is a very hard thing to go through, especially when you don't see it coming, or you don't know why it happened, or you're trying to discover who you are. I'm wondering, Larry, for you, right? Because you didn't know what you didn't know, and neither did I, right? I got into self-development maybe 10-15 years ago, but my divorce was 20 years ago, right? So I'm just wondering, was there somebody for you? Like, I see that you're doing that now, right? Like, you're going into people's lives. Was there a moment, like, did you have an encounter with, like, with God? Like, did you finally just feel like something spoke to you and got you up? Tell me about that part. Like, the part where you were going through that depression, and you used the right words, right? It does feel like you're climbing out of it, right? Because it does feel like a freaking climb, let me tell you, when you're climbing out of depression, right? So what was that for you, though? What was that epiphany or that moment where you decided, I need to change here? Something has to happen. What was that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think so. When I was down and depressed, I kind of knew what to do. I was raised in the church, and my grandmother you know, kept me in the church, and I was raised in the church, but I didn't know how to live, you know, with Christian values and things like that. And yeah. So by being raised in the church, I knew what to go back to. Right. And so the first thing that I did was to pick up my Bible. And the reason why I did that is because I was within that depression. I was on the verge of suicide. Mm-hmm. And so I was suicidal. And at the time, I was just trying to figure out how to live, like, because I got to a point where I was like, you know, I don't want to live anymore. This is, you know, this is hard. I'm a major failure, and you know, I don't have my kids and things like that. And so the first thing I did was I picked up the Bible and I started reading the Bible, but I was reading the Bible just to save myself, so I wouldn't, you know, kill myself. Cause I was suicidal. So I started there. And as I started to read, I just started to understand. It opened my eyes, and I did have an encounter with God. And I knew that God told me that, okay, I'm using this experience that you're going through right now to get you closer to me. Mm-hmm. And so I knew he was using that to get me closer to him. And so I started to develop my relationship with him. And as I started doing that, I started reading the Bible, and I found myself reading the Bible for like 6-7 hours a day, just reading, just trying to understand, you know. And I was just trying to understand life. I was trying to understand just the big picture of things. Like, why am I here? What does all this mean? Right. Mm-hmm. And as I was doing that, I was watching T.D. Jakes on YouTube, and at that time he had a book that came out, and it's called Destiny. And so I ordered his book, and that was the first book that I read. Before that, I had never read any books. Now I read a ton of books. And so what started my book reading journey was reading the Bible. And then when I read his book and I started reading other books, it helped me understand the Bible more. Like, and so it was vice versa. Like, the books helped me read the Bible, and the Bible helped me understand the books. Right. Mm-hmm. And so today I read a lot. I read every day. And I've read, you know, hundreds of books since that day. And so for me, I had an encounter with God, and then that led me from one thing to the next, from the Bible to reading other books. And then I started learning, okay, these are the things that I wish I would have known 10 years ago. Right. Mm-hmm. And if I would have known these things 10 years ago, I would be much better. And so that's how it was. That's how it was for me. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah. No, it's fascinating. Everything you're saying, I'm like, yep, me too. Yep, me too. Yep, me too. Because that's the way. Literally, I have the Bible near me at all times, always. Right. I read it every morning. And so I always have it like literally on my side, always, right? Because if I get distracted, or if I can't get my mind right, I stop, I pause, and I put on some worship music, and I'll read some word. You know, it just brings me right back to center, you know? So I totally understand that. And I understand the moments of just not wanting to be alive, right? That's that lack of hope. Right. And this is why I think, you know, faith is such an important element in people's lives, because even when there was times I was so depressed when I was going through my divorce that I wanted to just like ram my car into a tree and end it. You know, it was just that bad. And I just remember just something in me would not let that happen. Just wouldn't let that happen. Right now, I know it's God, the Holy Spirit and all that. But back then I wasn't paying attention, you know. So that's so cool that you decided, you know what, I don't know what to do while I'm climbing out of this, but I do know one thing. And you went right back to your roots and got that Bible out, right? Yeah. So that's so powerful, because then that, from what I'm listening to you say, is like that has transformed your life and then some, because from there you started going to the next book and the next transformation and the next transformation, to the point where now, from what I read in your bio, you are really into helping others exceed and transform their mindset, right? And absolutely. I know that and I know you also have like an ebook out and stuff like that too. So I'd like you to take us on that journey. So what made you get into the coaching world and, you know, transforming people's lives and all that kind of stuff. Take me into that. What's up, y'all? It's Nina here. I recently stumbled across this little thing and this absolute game changer for me. And I just had to share it with you because, hello, you know, I'd be sharing my stuff with y'all, right? This is called Magic Mind. And this little tiny elixir, y'all, this thing, okay, it's empty because Nina be drinking it, okay? This little elixir has been like my little secret weapon, and it's packed with powerful ingredients like adaptogens and nootropics and matcha. I mean, this little thing is like magic for real, okay? I've really noticed the difference. It has really helped me with my level of laser focus and productivity and reaching my goals for the day. And for someone like me who's all about living my life with intention and purpose, this is priceless. All right, this is priceless. I am totally going to recommend this to you. And you guys know I recommend only things I love and trust. Here's the best part. Magic Mind is amazing. And they have a link for you, magicmind.com/straighttalk. You can use that special discount, straighttalk20. It only has one T, straighttalk20, to get 20% off of your first time purchase for the next 10 days. If you apply that code, you are going to get up to 50% off. So head over to magicmind.com/straighttalk. Your future self is going to thank you for it, and it's going to thank me. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, no sugar added. Bye for now.
Okay, so I realized that all these things that I was learning from all the reading that I was doing, and not just reading, but watching, watching and listening to different podcasts and, and stuff like that, whether it's personal development stuff, I started getting into leadership stuff and soaking up that material. I started to learn that, okay, like I said earlier, if I would have had this 10 years ago, I would be in a much different place. I would be in a much different place financially because I learned there was a bunch of money mistakes that I made and all these things. And so, whether it was money mistakes, relationship mistakes, communication mistakes, all these things. When I started learning these things for myself, it was like, man, I became a personal development junkie, basically. And every day I woke up and I was like, what am I going to learn today? What am I going to learn today? And it started to become fascinating about learning all these things. And then it would make me, I think I've always been a introspective person, right? But at the time, I didn't have any guidance on knowing how to channel that to work in my favor, right? Mm-hmm. In the past, I probably used the introspection to get more down on myself, just think about all my mistakes more, But what I figured out is I was like, all this stuff that I'm learning, this stuff is so eye-opening. It's like, I want other people to know this stuff because I'm pretty sure there's other people that don't know these things.
Right.
Because even for me, I feel like I was always a driven person. I was always, I always wanted to learn. I just didn't know the things to learn. I didn't know in what direction to take it. And so, and I didn't have anybody to kind of guide me in a certain direction, but I had a hunger for learning. I just didn't know where to find the resources. Right. And like I said earlier, I didn't know what I didn't know. Right. And so, what I started realizing is I want other people to know these things because these things are changing my life. These things are changing my life. I feel better. I'm doing better in different areas of my life. And I want other people to know these things because I know plenty of people who are struggling with things that I was struggling with. Right.
Right.
And I knew that God told me that I took you through what you went through to get you closer to me. And now I want you to help other people. And yeah. I heard and I don't want to sound spooky, but God told me that. And I felt it. It was like an audible voice when he said,
yeah, that's happened to me, Larry. I don't think that's spooky. I think that's powerful, right? When that happens, it almost knocks the air out of you when that happens. You're like, yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about that. I want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just asking, you know, I was like, God, okay. I knew I was reading a ton, and I asked him, okay, well, what is this? I was just asking him, okay, what is this all about? Why am I reading this stuff so much? Why am I, you know, why do I have such a hunger right now for all the things that I'm consuming? And he, you know, and I was just one day just reading my Bible, and he told me, he said, the reason why is because I want you to explain it to others. I want you to explain these things that you're learning to other people. And like you said, it was a feeling that it almost knocked me, you know, knocked me down. And when he said that, I actually did not, I started wrestling with God. I was like, no, not me. You know,
yeah, we tend to do that like foolish kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So
it looks like you lost, Larry. It just looks like you lost.
I did. I lost. and I can tell you this, it was actually like a year. It's like a year and a half of me, you know, saying no, basically. Right. A year and a half of me saying no until it got to a point where I couldn't deny it. Right. And it got to a point where I had to tell someone. And so, so, yeah, that's how it was for me. And once I realized that, okay, I need to help other people with this, because I know that there's other people who need guidance and need direction, but they don't know where they don't know where to turn. Right. And especially my fellas, I think women tend to, you know, build community and help each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But for men, we like to kind of be siloed, because here's the problem with men. And this was my problem. Men don't like to let people know that they don't know what's going on.
Right.
Men don't like for people to know that they don't know how to do something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
don't know how to be a good husband. They don't know how to be a good father. Like, we would rather just suck then tell somebody, hey, I need some help.
That's
you know
so
what I
true.
Mean?
Yeah.
And I know that was my problem. That was my problem. And that was my mindset. Like I said, and so I had to develop a whole new mindset. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like to work with people on mindset stuff, is because I think because in order to grow at any capacity, you're going to have to change the way you think.
Yeah. Right?
And so that's what I had to do. I had to change the way I think. And that's why I try to, that's my message today to other people, is you're going to have to change the way you think, because the way you think right now is what's keeping you from growing, is what's keeping you from reaching your potential.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So is that mainly like, you know, what you're targeting all of your coaching and your eBooks and stuff like that on? Is it more men, like trying to get men to self-develop and have mindset? Or do you work with both men and women, or how do you frame that? How do you do that?
Yeah, no, it's not just men. It's both men and women. Mm-hmm. It's both men and women. I just, you know, that one particular piece about a man. That's just one example. But no, it's men and women. So, you know, I work with both.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what about this? You know, this ebook that you have out, because I know that I didn't mention it, but I remember you and I speaking about it. And so tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's called, you can get it on my website. It's called, Mindset Matters, Changing Your Thinking for Success. And so, the whole premise behind it is to let people know your mindset matters. Like that's one of the most important things, that you need to develop, in order to grow. Even do you think about if what separates, the good from the great, if I can use a sports analogy, those athletes, they all have talent. They all have talent, especially if you make it to the pros. You can't make it to the pros if you don't have talent, right?
Right.
But what separates the good from the great is their mindset. They have a specific mindset. The Jordans and the Kobe's and LeBron's, they have a mindset that says that I'm going to win. I'm not going to be defeated by failure. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to focus on things that help me, things that help me to win. I'm not going to focus on things that can't help me. And so that's why I think that mindset is so important, because it does separate the good from the great. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is about the book is just about changing your mindset. I talk about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset a little bit in there. I know a lot of people, other people have written on that topic. So I talk about that a little bit as well. Because here's the thing, like a growth mindset, for those who don't know, is more of a mindset that you don't look at failure, or you don't look at certain things as failure, or mm-hmm. Even if you have a failure, it's how you think about it. I like to say it like this. And if I would have knew this when I went through my depression and stuff like that, I would have only been down for just a short amount of time. Right. What I realized is in life, it's not about what happens to you, because something is going to happen to everybody. That's life, right? It's not about what happens to you. It's how you think about what happens to you is what matters. Mm-hmm. And that's mindset. Because I mentioned the Jordan and the Kobe, they lost too. They lost games, they missed mm-hmm. shots, and they did all of that. But what kept them in the game is their mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Their mindset mm-hmm. to say that, hey, I'm learning. I'm learning, and this is a failure, this is a setback, but it's also an opportunity to learn. What right. did I learn from this? They take their failures and they do an autopsy on them and say, okay, what did I learn? What can yep. I take out of this that's good that I can use? Versus other people who experience a failure and it takes them out. It takes mm-hmm. them out, and they're mm-hmm. out for, you know, they either give up what they're doing, right? Well, let's just say you're chasing a career goal and you experience a failure. You didn't get the promotion, or you got overlooked, or whatever. If you have a faulty mindset, you give up. You give yep. up. You don't go after that promotion anymore, and you just give up. And then you know,
but then you become a victim too, Larry, because then you say, oh, see, nobody ever wants to give me a chance, and forget it, because nobody's, you know, it's unfair out here in the world, and people are looking at me because I'm a woman, or people are looking at me because I'm Latina, or people are looking at, instead of just saying, okay, I didn't get this promotion, but how are we going to get it? What is it that I'm missing? See, that's what I would do. I would go to my boss and say, okay, so I didn't get the promotion this time. And I really would do this. This is how I climbed into all of my careers. I would say, okay, you're not giving me the promotion this year. No, we're going to, you know, wait a little bit. Okay, tell me what I need to work on. And they would be like, oh, well, you need to do this, 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 this. I got it. By the next year promotion, they had nothing to say, because I did everything on the list that they told me I had to work on. Right? Because it would have been that, or see, they don't want to give it to me because I'm, you know, because I'm a woman, because I'm Latina, because I'm blah, blah, blah. I can make up 1,000 excuses, because the truth is when you're a victim, you're a victim. It doesn't yep. matter anything else. You just do you're when your mind is fixed on negativity, or fixed on being a victim, or fixed on everybody else's fault, then there's no self-awareness. And if there's no self-awareness, you cannot change your mindset. You have got to be aware that you need to change too in certain areas for your mind to be expanded. You agree with that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, you're talking about self-awareness, like self-awareness. Is there's a statistic that says only about 15% of people actually have self-awareness.
Wow.
So you got what 85% of people do not have self-awareness.
And, wow.
Yeah. And a lot of people like to think they have self-awareness.
Yeah. I was going to say that. A lot of people think they have it.
They think they have self-awareness, but they
That's
don't.
That's funny. Right.
And so that's an interesting statistic, but I believe it. I believe it, because you and I both know how many people you know that you see them you know, operating in their space or whatever, and they just don't have a clue. They don't have a clue of how they're coming off to the world, right? They don't have a clue on how they are self-sabotaging themselves because of that lack of self-awareness. So
that's good.
That's true.
That's good. And you know what else too? I think if people were more self-aware, because your statistic blew my mind a little bit. I didn't realize that, but it makes sense, because I think nowadays everybody's walking around with such a sensitivity and offense. Everything offends you. Everything offends you. And I think that is a huge sign of lack of self-awareness, because if you know who you really are authentically, it doesn't matter what anybody else that says about you or thinks about you. It doesn't matter. And the reason it doesn't matter is because you know what you say about you, because you're self-aware, because you are aware that maybe you're a people pleaser. You don't like that. You want to change it. Okay. So maybe you work on that, as opposed to just everybody's attacking you and you're sensitive. Self-awareness makes you strong. It makes you aware of you, but also of how you treat others, right? Which is super important. And, you know, I call it mind flow. I don't call it mindset. Mind flow, because I realized that my mind was set in a lot of negative ways, right? Which is the fixed mindset. So I always say, you know what? Now my mind is open and flowing. It flows to know to expand. I know I don't know everything. I know that even the things I know may be wrong. The only thing I know for sure is that I am a believer, and I know God died for me. And that is 100% for me, never going to change. That is what it is. You know? Yeah. And so, but I always base everything else on that truth. That's how I try to see the world, right? So yeah. I try to be kind. I try to be loving, faithful. I try to be a person of my word, you know? And so when you start to change your mindset, Larry, it's amazing how much everything around you changes too. And I'm sure you obviously know that, right? Because your life has changed. And so yeah. I hope that the people who are listening to you and saying, you know what? I really need to work on my mindset, because I'm telling you, if you have things in your area that are not looking really good and they're kind of shaky, don't blame anything. Just look at the situation and ask, how's my mind on this? Why is this the struggle for me? Whether it's finances, health, relationships, you know, job opportunity, whatever that is. Right, Larry? So if you can give someone right now that might be listening, like a big tip on how to shift their fixed or negative mindset, if you had one tip, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, first of all, the first thing that you need to do is you need to get by yourself and just do a little evaluation. Mm-hmm. Evaluate. You can and go back. You can go back as far as you can remember, or as far as you can, kind of go back and do a little evaluation and be honest with yourself. You got to be mm-hmm. honest with yourself and do some evaluation on maybe some things that you've kind of went through and it didn't work out or whatever. Whether it, you know, it may be some relationships or some things that you were hoping for and those things didn't work out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just kind of do some objective, and I know this is kind of hard for some people, but do some objective reflection on the things that you've kind of been through. Right. And once you do that, you can kind of see, okay, you know, you get those scenarios and those situations. And then if you try to think about, okay, how was I thinking during those times? Mm-hmm. What did mm-hmm. I think about? What made me make that decision at that time? And I think if you start there, you can kind of understand, because I think when you take the time to look back, even if you haven't done any personal development work, you can grow a little bit, right? Mm-hmm, you can become a little more mature. Like, I know more, whether I did personal development work or not, I know more now than I did in my 20s. You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm. And so I can do some objective evaluation on my life in my 20s. All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I think you start there. That's where you start. And then kind of look at some things that you went through and just kind of ask yourself, what was I thinking? Mm-hmm. Why was I thinking this way? And then at that time, was I excited or was I sad about this thing? What was my emotion from this event? And you start looking and start putting those pieces together, and you can kind of get a synopsis of what that was like for you, right? Mm-hmm. And then that's mm-hmm. when you can kind of start getting a little bit of self-awareness, you know. And I say you got to start there,
right? Yeah, that's a good place to start. On top of it too, like adding to Larry's point here, you also will see a pattern, Because if you take all of those scenarios in your life, you're going to start noticing a pattern, whether it's a pattern of the people you choose in your life that maybe is causing those emotions, or a pattern in yourself where you're allowing certain things that maybe you shouldn't be allowing. So maybe you don't have boundaries. Like, you'll start to see a pattern. You know, maybe I get triggered up. Why do I keep getting triggered off of this same thing every time? So I like that, Larry. I like that reevaluation, right? It's like, it's, I do that every year. Like every year at the end of the year, I always write down my wins for the year. And I always evaluate, you know, what was I thinking? What was I doing? What worked for me? What didn't work? And how do I shift that for 2024 for the next year? You know, yeah. So yeah, that I call it the inventory, right? Your personal inventory. Take a personal inventory, like Larry's saying. And I love that you said, hey, I didn't know everything when I was in my 20s, but now I could look back and say, okay, what was I doing in my 20s? It's the same thing with all of us listening, right? Like, honestly, you have more wisdom now that you did yesterday than you did the day before that, because we grow every day. We learn something every day, right? So evaluate that. And if you don't want to go too far back because it's too triggering, like something traumatic happened to you and it's just too triggering, there's also coaches, there's therapists, psychologists, like there's ways to get started, guys. Don't just stay stuck in something because you don't want to go there. I say freaking go there, blow it out the water, and then just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Stop allowing this stuff to hold you back. Larry, you are amazing. And I really had a great conversation with you. I thank you so much for being here and to hang out with us here on Straight Talk. But before I let you go, I do want you to tell my audience how they can grab your ebook, maybe follow you, you know, go on your website, things like that. So if you can give us that info, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for having me on the show.
It's fun.
I really enjoyed this conversation. But yeah, you can get the ebook on my website. The website is thelaDavis.com. So it's just thelaDavis.com. And you can go there and get the ebook. And then, you know, if you can't remember that, you can just go to my IG. It's I am LA Davis on Instagram. And there's a link right there in my bio for the book as well. And so that's awesome. Where you can get it.
Awesome. That's easy peasy, LA Davis. That's easy peasy. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and for giving us knowledge and wisdom and for dropping that, you know, that piece for people to actually reevaluate their lives. I thank you for pouring that into my audience, because I have a really great audience. And I really just want to admire what you're doing and just keep it moving and just keep impacting lives. If God told you to do that, stop wrestling with God. Don't be wrestling with God no more. You're always going to lose. You're always going to lose, and just do what he says. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Me too. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I told you would like Larry. Isn't he a cool dude? I told you, best humans on the planet. This is what I do. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff, because we want to make sure that our community keeps growing and that we keep impacting the world in a way that grows, challenge, and transforms our thinking, so we don't have to stay stuck anymore. There's no need for that. It's 2024, guys. It's time to move on. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.